You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Sometimes in our lives, we all
just lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Did I just blow you away, Lynn?
You heard you fall off the chair.
That's right. This is Blind and Beyond. That's right. The radio show that's all about the low vision, legally blind, and the blind. And we are the bridge for the sighted community. That's right. Hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we got a really good show for you today. Sitting next to me on the right is my lovely bride. She hates when I say bride, though. So I have to say wife.
I don't care what you say today.
Okay.
My papers are flying all over the place. You have to explain that we had to get on real
fast. Okay, why don't you say hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the August 28th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And hey, Chris.
And behind.
Hello.
Hello.
Next to me, on the left, we have David Hillebrand.
Hello there.
And his bride, Brenda. I'm not even going to say Shirley, because she's been calling me the whole morning here, afternoon, Gary.
Bad things.
So, anyway, Brenda, you can say hello.
Hello.
And the T, you pronounce the T at the end, right?
Hillebrand.
Hillebrand, yeah. Yep. Just making sure.
Did I say Hillebrand?
Hillebrand.
Did it good.
I hope so.
All right, Hillebrand.
You have to think of like a...
Dave's good, though. Just
Dave. And behind the window there... Is he hiding? Chris is with Cliff. The two of them are sitting back there. That's Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Yay. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Listen, right. If you want to call in, don't forget, it's 407-894-1680. Last week, we used the word pride. This week, I got a word for you. This word, I don't know. I think it's a lot, not only in the visually impaired community, but I think it's also in the sighted community. It's called sensitive. Sensitive.
That's a whole lot of people.
That's a whole lot of people. What do you want?
I just wanted to remember a couple of shout-outs before
we
go into all of that.
All right?
That's right now.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
we'll come back to sensitive.
So we don't forget.
Okay. First of all, we hope Charles Brooks gets a little better. Looking forward to him back in the show. And then we have a real, real, real big get well to my girl. She's a doll baby.
Maddie Hickson.
Well, I'm going to go there. Yeah. From Orlando, Florida. She is a doll. Maddie, I hope you get well soon.
We sure do, Maddie.
Wait, that's Maddie that calls in
yes,
with us all
yes,
the time?
One and only. Yep.
Better,
yeah,
she's
kind
Maddie.
Of
proper
right
like
now,
better.
And she hopes she beats what she has, and she's going to get better real soon.
She was prayers a loyal listener out with our other show, too, so yep, she's been with us through and through.
And we prayers have a new, just joined, our Blind and Beyond membership. Just joined Nancy Manicone.
That's right.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
She's excited. She's excited, and she just joined, and now she lives in Florida. That's right. She's formerly of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And she just joined. So I hope you all join too. She's excited, and she just wants to be part of our membership.
Thank you.
Going back to the word sensitive. Now, David, you think you're sensitive?
Well, I suppose I could be. Sensitive could be sensitive towards others or sensitive about what others say. So it depends on if you're being sensitive about someone else's needs or about your own.
Well, let's say I ask you a question. Let's say I ask you a question, okay? And the question could be a real nothing question, right? I'm going to ask you a question like, can you cook?
I'm very sensitive about that.
So you weren't just, supposed to say
you
that.
You just better watch it, mister.
Remember your password.
Okay, well, see, now what you just said, all kidding aside, if I would have said, can you cook, and he would have got sensitive, he might not have answered me. He might have just been sulking, and then I would have to say, what, did I upset you? Because I have a mouth, I would say, did I upset you? Now, he just came back with a good line. What was your
I
line?
Knew where you were going, though.
Yeah, but what was your line? It was very good.
David's
I liked it. David's
very quick.
Yeah, David, what was your line?
It was so quick it went right by both of us, I'm afraid.
You forgot what you said.
Over my head.
Yeah, it was so far over my head. What did I say?
In your bachelor days, yes, you cooked.
I did cook,
yes.
Indeed.
No, but I'm just saying that was just it could be anything.
No, but I know what you mean, though. I mean, people can be
very sensitive about issues, whatever the issue may be.
Right.
Absolutely.
And what happens is, if you ask them a sensitive question, the person sulks.
But that's not I wouldn't classify that as a sensitive. I wouldn't classify that you have to walk on eggs to ask that question.
What's that?
But being oversensitive is the problem.
Well,
is
pardon me. I asked someone a question
I know.
Last week, and I said, do you cook? And they freaked out on me. And the answer is, to me, that's a very sensitive person, right?
Yes.
I guess so.
And the point is, if someone is sensitive in the sighted community or the blind community, the question is, do you talk back or you just sulk? Do you let it bother you? And my answer to anyone who's sensitive, it goes back to what I say. You have to be thick skin. Because the point is to take everything too seriously. And if you have something to say, you can always come back and say, what did you mean by that? Or, you used a good line, and I went over my head on it, but I got it right away. What did you say? Do you remember what you said?
We're going to have to flip the record over on a break
okay,
and see
well,
exactly
we'll have to what
you
said.
And guess what? The break is in less than 2 minutes because okay, we had a rush today.
So do you cook, Dave?
Question is, if anybody out there has got anything to say about the word sensitive, I'd love to hear about it because I find, in talking to especially some people that I know, they get too sensitive about two issues. For instance, let's take me for a minute. I talk soft, no, very little. I talk, let's just say, from 0 to 10, I'm usually at a 5 or 6. And then if I'm passionate about something, I might go to a 9. Now, people can get sensitive that I'm talking loud. They might be thinking I'm yelling at them. But as Lynn can tell you, that ain't yelling, right, Lynn?
That's right.
So
they don't know yelling until they've heard yelling with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they haven't heard yelling until they
you used to be walking the streets, talking to people on the phone, and yelling.
Yeah. So the point is, people can get sensitive over different issues because until you know the person how they talk, because when I'm talking a certain way, I'm passionate about the way I'm talking, I might go off from 5 to 9, and that's still my regular tone. That's not yelling.
But, Michael, I think in this day and age, everybody's more sensitive.
Well, I got
a crazy world.
I got somebody on the phone line right here in Orlando. We got KJ on the line,
oh,
and she
okay,
says she definitely want to get in on this
all
topic.
Right, tell
okay,
her to
KJ,
hurry. Oh,
KJ
so
from Orlando.
Right then,
KJ from Orlando. Let's hear what you have to say, KJ.
Hello.
Hi, KJ.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay.
I hear you loud and clear.
So I just wanted to input on the topic. You know, I agree. I agree with Lynn that, you know, everybody is so sensitive, not even just on blindness issues, just everything.
Right.
But there are certain questions that, you know, like, for example, when people say, you know, do you live by yourself? And if it's, I just realized and kind of learned this a few weeks ago that, you know, if it's a male that asks that, if you're a female, you know, you want to kind of be careful with that because they could, you know, someone could take advantage of you or, you
know. Unless you know the person.
Right, right, unless you know them. But if it's someone that's just being curious, if you're independent, you know, in terms of independence, but it's, you know.
You never know.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, I always answer the question because I'm independent, but I didn't realize that it could be a dangerous question to answer someone. So it's hard to answer it.
Until you know the person, right, Kelly? If you know the person.
Right, if you know the person, I mean, obviously they know.
No,
they know.
What if I what if I asked a question? I don't know you real well. If I would have said to you, "Do you live alone?" What?
No, I was just saying we have to go to break.
Okay, we got to go to break in a few minutes, but I want to ask that question. So, what would you think, KJ?
Well, honestly, I don't know how I would answer it. For you know, I it would kind of be like, I guess I would have to, you know. For somebody that I'm just talking in generalities that, you know, it's just something to realize that, you know, you can say, you know, you have a roommate or, but, you know, that you're independent. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with telling someone, oh yeah, I live alone, you know,
you could even say none of your business. I'm not telling you.
MYOB, mind your own business. MYOB.
But see, I ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions to people I don't know, and I ask questions to people I do know. But I'm always asking questions. It's never meant to be what I would use the word sensitive. I'm just asking questions.
Right.
I guess some, you know, some people are more sensitive than others, and then, you know, also different groups of people like kids. You know, they don't know any better. They're, you know, they don't know what to ask.
So what would somebody ask you a question you were sensitive about, what would you answer? How would you answer it then?
Well, it depends on the question, you know, like the questions or comments about being amazing just because you walk with a cane or, you know, I guess it just, to me,
can you cook? Can you cook?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a, unless the person is embarrassed and doesn't cook, you know, or is a terrible cook, they might get offended by
that's
that.
That's true. See, she's
but,
right.
You're right. But as a female, it's difficult because you never know. And you try to be sensitive to your female intuition also. Go with your gut feeling when someone starts asking questions. That may
well, thank you, KJ, for calling in.
We have to go, KJ.
We have to go to break, KJ.
But thanks
but
for
thank
calling.
Calling.
Keep
that's
listening.
KJ from Orlando. I thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned. For Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And we got a live call, all the way from Orlando, Florida, the beautiful, the most magnificent Sheila Young.
Yay!
You're just trying to get on the good side of me.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey. Hi, Dave and Brenda.
Hey,
hi,
what's
sweetheart.
Up, girl?
Hey, Sheila.
I have a comment regarding your conversation.
Yes.
As far as the way... people perceive what you say. I don't necessarily think it's all about volume sometimes. I think it's about tone, and I think it's about how kind you sound or how unkind you sound, because I have been called a damn Yankee many times because I don't always sound kind with my tone. So I don't think it's necessarily the volume.
You're right, Sheila.
The tone.
You're right.
So, yeah.
Anyway, have a good show.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
See, I have to agree with him, Mike.
I agree too. But you see, here's the difference. In the sighted community, there's a difference between the blind community. David and I, we can't see faces. So the difference is you can't see expressions. The sighted community, they can see expressions. So when you can't see a person's facial expression, that becomes a minus. And I guess you say this way, my tone, I guess.
But that's Lynn, even more important at that point. You
yeah,
know,
true. And I just realized that because my tone, I guess, Lynn, how much did my tone change? My tone is always about the same, right?
That's debatable.
It's debatable?
Okay. Nancy, please call in. Help, help, SOS.
Like some musicians
say,
we know.
No. She don't want no trouble.
Like musicians we know, Dave.
But Michael's
right?
better than he used to be.
Musicians, they have one volume, but loud, some of them.
That's true.
Well, that's me.
But no, I think that I fortunately can see. I am blessed with vision. But for being around Dave and some of the other people that are not sighted, they do seem to be very sensitive and pick up on things like emotions.
Right, we talk about that all the time.
And
Dave, can tell people are sincere a lot of times by how they say things on occasion. You can get a feeling of sincerity about them or if they're trying to shyst you, you know?
I'm more vocal because I'll ask the person, did you really mean that? Did you hurt my feelings? Or I'll come back and I'll say, are you really mad at me? Or I will ask the questions. Most people won't. I'll come right back immediately. Well, if I think that you're saying something and I'm hurt my feelings, then you know what? You just hurt my feelings.
But I mean, part of it too is, I believe in what area you
are. Geographical differences.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because people in the north are going to be a lot louder, or from people from a bigger family where they've got to fight over that piece of chicken.
David, that's 100% right, because that's what was my family. Because in the Golder family, which we get together, there's always, I don't know, around the dinner table, 10, 12 people.
Yes.
And each one gets, we started four, the next one goes to five, the next one goes to eight. By the time you finish, you're at 20, and the octave just got louder, and each one gets louder and louder and louder.
And the strangers that come to your home think, why are they yelling at each other? Like, no, they're just having a great time.
But one thing I've learned, Brendan, I'm sure you have, since Michael lost his sight, I've become sensitive that the visually impaired and blind people are sensitive. It's like, wow, I really have to watch what I say.
Right.
And, you know, I think back to Patty. She was real southern and quiet. Man, Michael, you blew in from left field, but she loved you. I mean, she put you in your place.
Yeah,
she wasn't afraid of talking
Patty
up to Michael at all.
I loved her.
But
she was so cute.
In the beginning, it was like, whoa.
Now, I can safely say I'm not sensitive about what people would say or ask, but... one thing I sensitive as far as like volume goes, it's interesting. I, even though I'm a musician and have played rock and roll pretty loud at times and gone to plenty of loud concerts, but when I go to eat, typically I don't like really loud places because if I'm going to talk or whatever, it just, I feel like it just messes up my digestion. I can't really focus on, you know, for instance, I love the German restaurant up in
Sanford. On the main drag there.
And I enjoy going up there for dinner, but
it's chaotic there.
If you go when the Oompa Band's playing,
but I don't want to. But I don't want to be eating when the band's playing.
Yeah,
I don't mind going to listen to them, but I'll listen to them after I'm done.
And me,
eating,
I love the Oompa Band. I love it when people pick up their beer. And
see, it's a little bit. See, it's a little bit different for me. With me, I'm the kind of person, like, I'll let you say whatever it is that you want to say.
Right.
And if I feel that it's rude towards me, you know, the hood in me come out. I'm like, hey, cuz, what you got to say? Say that one more time.
Yeah.
But it happens because I want to make sure that the way you were saying it, so I don't take it the wrong way because that's me asking.
Well, that's why I do.
But I'm sure you're on guard when you say that, what you just did. You're not kidding around.
Right. Yeah. I want to make sure.
I'm with you, Chris, because there are times, you know, and I definitely, I'm not one that likes to make waves at all. But if someone goes out of their way to be a real jerk, I want to make sure that they know that I realize it. I don't want them to go to all that trouble for nothing, you know.
Right.
I want to make sure they know that I...
If you're going to be a jerk, I'm going to be a bigger jerk, and I'm going to show you how we jerk
it up. Now, wait a minute, folks. Since Ginger's not here yet...
she's a no-show. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
Right now, I want to hear from David singing.
Yeah,
I want to hear
from
David.
On a positive note.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to hear from David. David!
I'm here. I'm actually here.
Hey, Chris.
I
want to hear. I want to hear you sing. Both singing.
Yeah, you're gonna sing with me, Chris.
Okay, let's get it. I'm with you.
All right.
Wait. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right now, we're featuring David and Chris.
You gonna tell the song?
And that means I'm the blind and he's the beyond, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Are you going to introduce the song, Chris?
Absolutely not.
Right. We're not going to.
We're not introducing nothing.
We're just going in.
All right.
We're just going in.
Okay, let's go.
That's because that's the way we roll, right, Chris?
That's right. Let's get it.
All right.
Take it away.
Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
And let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Well, you don't care about me.
Unchain my heart.
When you're talking on the telephone, there's a message that you're not alone. Chain my heart. Let me be. Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Oh, and let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Well, you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
You got me sewed up like an arrow case. And my love is gone like a toothpaste. Unchain my heart. Let me be.
Unchain my heart.
You're under my spell.
Unchain my heart.
Like a man prince.
Unchain my heart.
But you know darn well.
Unchain my heart.
Girl, I don't stand a chance.
Unchain my heart.
Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Well, Hannah, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Well, unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
But you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Oh, yeah.
When
you're talking on the telephone. Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
And let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Well, you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You
got the sort of like a key.
Show, that's right.
That was,
you
want Chris
to call in?
I'm back up vocal there.
That was David Hildebrand and Chris Shaw. Listen, you want to call in 407-894-1680 right now? Chris, I want to go to trivia.
Uh-oh,
let's get it.
Trivia time.
No time to catch your breath.
It's trivia time.
Okay. Okay, who's singing that song? That song was a top 10 song back in early 1962.
One.
What?
One.
Oh, 61.
David and Chris Shaw.
Okay. And that was a big song. I wonder who's singing that song. Who is singing that song? And if you know the title, that's good too.
There's a girl.
Who's singing that song?
I know.
Phone number is
407-894-1680.
Oh, before we go any further, Lynn.
Yes.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. This is the radio show geared for the low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. That's right. And we are the bridge for the sighted community. You sighted folks, if you're listening outside, which I hope you do, call in. Like to hear from you. Right now, we have Bruce from St. Cloud, Florida. Bruce, what do you have to say for yourself today, Bruce?
Well, first of all, I have to say, wait a minute, Mr. Postman, by the marvel act.
Oh, here you go. He won.
And second of all, I have to say that you guys are doing a good job. And
thank you.
Keep up the good work. And when I'm home on Sunday nights, I listen.
Thank you.
What do I have to do now? Hold on, hang on to give somebody my address?
That's right. So we can give you a $10 gift card for Dunkin' Donuts.
You
can use it, by the way, you can use the $10 gift card not only for Dunkin' Donuts, but you can also use it for Baskin Robbins.
Mm. Bruce, how did you learn about the show? That was my question.
You know, a few people. I know Miss Sheila, and I know friends of hers, and I don't know. I just kind of heard about it, and I listen every now and then. And you guys do a good job.
You know,
it's a good bridge between the community. And you were talking about loudness and tone of voice and so on and so forth. And I think it's a combination of things. I know I have a tendency sometimes to be a little loud, but then again, I'm from New Jersey, so what?
What part of New Jersey?
Middletown, near Red Bank.
I know where it is. Of course, I know where it is.
I'm from Jersey, too, but I'm from Northern Jersey.
Where?
Exit 168.
I know exactly. My sister used to live in Ramsey.
Oh, okay. Ramsey Outdoor Store.
We're on the air, yes. Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah. My sister used to live in Ramsey, so I know that area well.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'll hold on and give you my address.
Okay.
And I'll let you go.
All
right. Have a great evening.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
Good job.
Call again.
Good job.
All right, that's nice. I like
that. But that was Bruce from St. Cloud. Yeah, well, now he's from Florida.
I know, but
he's going to like that Dunkin' Donuts, too.
Yeah. Or Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Get a real milkshake.
But when talking about sensitive, it's not just talking loud. It's also when someone talks, let's say, loud, and you're upset by it, you could also come back and make a statement. You could say, do me a favor, can you tone it down? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm hurting your feelings, you could say, you know what, you're hurting my feelings. People don't do that. They don't say anything. They just let it bother them.
You're right. It's better to get it out.
So what's the big idea, Mike? Why'd you say that?
Let it simmer.
Exactly.
Let it simmer and brew.
Yeah.
And you see, as I said before, in the sighted community, you can see facial expressions.
True.
But if you're blind, you can't see facial expressions. So the point that I'm saying is, you don't know what I meant. I might have meant nothing.
Right.
And the point is, you took it all wrong of what I said. And how many times you hear people say, I didn't mean that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the type of person that I say immediately, gee, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Well, and if a blind
person, I hurt your feelings.
And if a blind person speaking to somebody else, there are going to be times where you may not see the person's face like you say. And so you're not able to tell that maybe they're unhappy all of a sudden. So if you could see them, you might know, hey, maybe I better back off. This is a bad subject. But if you don't see that face go sour, and you know, you might just continue going on. So you
have to take your time and really assess the situation. So you don't step on any toes.
So the blind person should be sensitive to other people.
Right.
I mean, not just so much being sensitive yourself, but I think it is important to be sensitive of other people's feelings and to gauge the situation. I mean, it's not just blind, but of course, sighted people. It's good to gauge your audience. Or, you know, just the individual you're talking to before you. Well, it's like there are certain subjects you know that you're best off to not talk about.
I don't talk about religion. I don't talk about religion.
Right.
And I don't talk about politics, basically. Those two subjects. I don't really talk to people that I don't know.
Am I allowed to bring up a subject that's sort of parallel to this?
What?
The lack of courtesy. Is that okay?
No, sure. That's right in there, too.
I'm telling you, it's just absolutely amazing how people don't call back anymore. Most people. Do you find that?
I'm seeing more and more children, I call them, because I feel like they're not adults, but they're out in the working public, and they have no social skills.
That's what it is.
Even people in the drive-thru, you know.
Because their parents don't have it, so they did not learn it, or they have it and don't realize the importance of it. So manners and...
Well, you can call people for if you have a home or an apartment or something like that. You want to get something fixed, and you call someone for a job and to fix something.
Or if you have a lead for them, and they don't call back. I think it's because we're becoming more and more introverted because of all the... We're always on the phone. We're always on the tablets. Sure. We're hiding behind emails and texts, and people don't know how to socialize anymore.
Exactly.
And that's part of why I said parallel.
Well, I have to brag.
Issue.
I have to brag on my son for a moment, because when he was younger, we would get people to call. He wasn't great on leaving messages, but he was so polite, and still is, that people would call. Just they know that he's not going to leave a message for us that someone called us, but they're happy to talk to him just because he's so polite. And I told him a long time ago, and I think it's very true. You know, if you're courteous to people, you can screw up, and people will forgive you. We're a very forgiving society, generally speaking. But if you're a jerk and you screw up, people are looking to jump on that in a heartbeat.
That's true.
You know, so
that's true.
But as long as you try to stay polite and courteous, I think you've got to definitely step up on everybody else.
Lynn, would you give the phone number, please, the 518 phone number?
Sure,
people listen all over the country.
Yeah. I don't know our kids' number, but I know this number.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I do. One of our kids, I still don't know her number after 8 years. I don't know why that is. Don't ask, because I'm very good with numbers. I'm like a walking computer.
So what's the phone number?
I'll tell you momentarily. Ready? Yeah. Take a breath, Michael. 518-712-0057.
What is that phone number? What is it? Tell people what it is.
That's the number upstate New York. You can call into the show. You don't need an app, nothing fancy. Just pick up your phone, dial, and you go right to the show. It's amazing. I love it.
So if you're not home, you don't, and if you're in Chicago, you're in Detroit,
anywhere,
you're in Philadelphia, and you don't want to use your internet to listen to the show if you're in those cities or you're in Boston, you just have to dial, what's the phone number again?
And I put it on my phone on speakerphone, so that way I can just listen easily. It's 518-712-0057.
And if you want to write to our website, you want to look us up, and you maybe want to join our membership, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And David, I want to thank you for joining. Remember, I thanked you before, but I'm joining. Thank you again for joining our membership. I want to thank you for being part of us.
My pleasure. You know, I wanted to be there and support. And
thank you.
I think it is doing a great job to get the word out to people, not just around this community, but around the whole country. So,
and don't forget, Blind and Beyond is a non-profit radio show. We're all non-profit here. So if you give to us, you can write it off your taxes. That's right. And we love the sighted folks to belong, and anyone else that would like to belong. That's right. Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
Now, can we do another trivia?
I was thinking either music or whatever you want to do.
Well,
maybe
David
has
another
song up his sleeve or in his left pocket.
Well, you know, I probably could do another one. Why not?
A song that I would know, like that one you just played before?
I don't know if I'm going to play one that you already know.
Okay.
That would be far too easy.
It'll be a trivia question for you.
Yeah, that exactly. I could do a trivia.
Oh, yeah, give Michael a trivia question.
No, that would be unfair. I don't want to make it
boy.
Too hard. I don't want to make it too hard on you. So I will announce this. This is a tune by a great New Orleans group, the Neville Brothers. And this is one of my favorite ones by the Nevilles called Yellow Moon. Oh, yellow moon, yellow moon. See you come sneaking in my window. Do you know something? Do you know something? And I don't know. Do you see my baby walking down the railroad track? Something, well, and that the girl never coming back. Now you see her with another. Well, she tried to get back home. Her is she wrapped up in some mother's arms. The girl living all alone. And with your eyes so big and shiny, you can see the whole darn land. A yellow moon, can you tell me if the girl's with another man? Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now yellow moon, yellow moon, yellow moon. Have you seen the Creole woman? You can't tell me, darling, that the girl's still a friend of mine. All right. So big and shiny, and you can see the whole darn land. A yellow moon, can you tell me if the girl's with another man? Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now yellow moon, yellow moon, yellow moon. Have you seen the Creole woman? Tell me, darling, if the girl's still a friend of mine.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
For the audience, they don't know you're visually impaired. You're totally blind. Is that correct?
It's true.
Okay.
So totally now, legally and all the other things. Now, card so
you,
carrying.
All right. So you have no
vision. Looking every other thing you want to add to it, right?
So here's my question. If this is sensitive, then you'll tell me it's too sensitive.
Oh, I'll tell you for sure. Don't worry about it.
How did you learn to play?
Well, I'll tell you. I learned originally, well, you know, if I was a sensitive person, this would be a sensitive question, Mike, and you'll see why. Because actually, I learned originally, I got my first guitar when I was 6 years old. My fingers were very small. Just the guitar was just about my height. So I learned how to play originally from my mom, who was not a guitar player, but I was given to me as a the guitar was given to me as a present. She bought a beginner's book and literally read where to put your fingers out of this, the Mel Bay beginning book. And she just passed away just a couple months ago. But she was my original guitar teacher, and she wasn't never even played guitar. So there you go. That's how I learned. And the first handful of chords kind of taught myself for a few years. And then I took a few lessons, a couple of years worth of lessons when I was around 11 or 12.
So all the songs that you hear, like that one you just played,
yeah,
it was all by basically your hearing.
Right? Totally by ear, yeah.
Totally by ear. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, typically once you get really familiar with your instrument, once you're able to determine what key.
It's your wife.
Yes. It's your wife. Once you're able to determine what key things are in, then you can.
Oh, we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. You, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial. Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael. This is the show where it's all about low vision, blindness, sighted. That's right, we had it all. So stay around. We got a lot more in the second hour coming up. Before we go there, David.
Yes, sir.
So tell me this. Lighthouse didn't never taught you that, how to play your guitar.
No, they didn't, although we've actually kind of talked about maybe some informal classes at some point. But
they have brought instruments into the younger children's class and let them play, and it's amazing to see.
Probably get a lot of people come there. If he can teach them how to play like that, boy, that would be something else.
I'll tell you what, though, we've got plenty of folks that are interested just in the subjects that we do cover. There's in the matter of getting the word out, so more people realize. But even just with iPhone and Android classes, I think things have really picked up quite a bit. Once the people realize that blind people realize that they can use these touch screens, I think that their life is going to be so much easier and so much more connected with the sighted world. That one thing that everyone's got in common, they've got their cell phones out on the table, and one more thing that we would have in common with the sighted world anyway would be your...
It'd be nice if they came even to learn how to use a cane, because a lot of people out there...
Judy David.
I'm talking to you now. You on the sofa who doesn't use a cane and you're visually impaired. Why don't you use a cane? Because you're too sensitive, probably. You don't want people to think you're blind. But you know what? You're wrong. Absolutely wrong, because you should know how to use a cane. This way, people know you're... Let's just say blind, but that's good. You know why it's good? Because this way, they know how to treat you. They won't hit you back and say, why did you bump me on purpose? You're trying to be harassing or something else, not nice. But if they know you're blind, no problem. That's why I got a cane originally. I was always bumping into people. Remember that, Lynn? I used to walk into glass doors,
yeah.
Hurt my nose all the time.
No,
I did.
It could help quite a bit.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was a lighthouse.
He did.
Nobody ever told me about a lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go to lighthouse after someone. Who told us about lighthouse?
I think Division of the Blind, but I'm not, or is it Judy Matthews?
But the amazing thing is that there's never a charge for the classes that they have.
Right.
For the help, the education.
I got to tell you, another good reason to have it, Mike, is a cane with you. I know I've actually gone to... nightclubs with friends and leaving, and I didn't bring a cane with me, and I'm using sighted guide or human guide, whatever they call it these days, grabbing onto someone's arm and going out to back out to their car as we leave, and someone behind me that I'm not using a cane says, boy, that guy must be messed up. He must have drank a lot. He's got to hold on to somebody to get guidance. Well, you know, if I had my cane, chances are at least the odds are in my favor that they wouldn't have, they realized that I was doing that because I needed visual help, not just someone to hang on to.
When I'm using my cane, I feel safe. I don't go out of my house unless I have a cane.
Right. Well, I bring a cane even when I go. I know I'm going to be using sighted guy with Brenda because, in fact, someone else was asking just the other day about that. It's like if we get into an accident, let's say, God forbid. You know, it's always possible that maybe I'm the one that's going to have to go for help, you know? And if that's the case, I'm going to definitely want to have a cane to have to go. I mean, I'm, you know, who knows? You're going to have to go over some obstacles and whatnot. I'm going to certainly want a cane to be able to help me out with that. So.
Hey, David, you know, regardless of the fact of what people might have thought, because they were probably too toe up themselves to realize. So it would have made them know, never mind.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I won't even tell you where it was, Chris. Maybe later. Maybe later, but.
Well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we got a lot more coming up in the second hour. A lot more coming up. And
I knew it.
Listen, you. Talking to you now. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. A lot more. A lot more fun. We got trivia and a lot more. Lynn?
I love when he does that.
What are you saying?
What did you want, Michael?
Lynn. I love you, baby.
Yeah.
I love you.
You mean you ran out of things to say?
No,
right?
Lynn, do I ever run out of things to say? As long as you know me.
That was great timing, David. That was great timing, David. Look, I got to give it to him.
We need a little segue
ever,
here.
Do you ever know me for 30 years? Did I ever
no,
run out of things
I
to say?
No, I guess not. But let me remind everybody, just to get serious, that August, oh, wow, it's almost the end of August, is National Eye Exam Month. So don't forget to set up an eye exam. It's important to make sure that your eyes are in good condition, and just because...
That's even if you're blind.
I was going to say that. It doesn't matter if you're visually impaired or blind. You still need to get your eyes checked, and August is National Eye Exam Month.
David, you get your eyes checked?
I do. Not as regularly as I should, but if you don't get in by tomorrow or the next day, you're in trouble. August is almost done.
Oh, my gosh.
Wear
your sunglasses while you're out in Florida.
Yeah. No, actually, it is important because
the pressure.
The ultraviolet rays.
There are a lot of eye problems that you don't necessarily have symptoms of right away. So
we're going to break. And we're going to the top of the hour. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll only go on for like 2 minutes. Don't go away. See you soon.